Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Two townies talking Wisconsin sports. Covering nothing but your favorite teams. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler back down to Arizona. We'll check in with Tim Allen in about a half hour. Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com at 9. Talk a little football with our Radio.com sports insider, Ross Tucker. And I'm sure the Antonio Brown saga will come up. Antonio Brown, it appeared like the embattled Steelers wide receiver, was headed to the Bills. That did not happen. Saturday night, we found out he'll be headed to the Raiders for a third and a fifth and a conditional pick. And Oakland is going to give him a little bit of a raise and guarantee his money, which the Steelers did not and were unwilling to do. Now, there is nothing that would stop Pittsburgh from backing out of the deal. This is all being done before. This is like the legal tampering period, which in itself makes little sense. But the free agency and the NFL year starts Wednesday at like 3 o'clock. So you're seeing this guy is going to sign with here. I think we just saw this morning Danny Amendola is going to sign with the Lions.
Yeah, what happens, you could negotiate right now, but you just can't officially announce it. But, of course, in today's world, these insiders got the inside stuff with all these agents. So you'll hear stuff come out, but the team can't announce it until Wednesday. I think the year officially starts today, but free agency starts officially on Wednesday.
Well, I don't know. It seems like paperwork. Yeah. I just know free agency starts on Wednesday.
But you could talk to the players today, which makes... I could never understand that. How could you're allowed to talk to the players today, but you can't announce it until Wednesday?
Unless they're just trying to drum up the buzz for Wednesday.
For the NFL Network.
But what it does do is it gives people time to back out, and I don't expect it to happen, but you've seen, especially in this league, people have backed out of things before. So if the Steelers keep hearing about how stupid they are, then maybe they say, well, you know what? And Antonio Brown's got to just be like, you know, a little cautious that, hey, I got all this guaranteed money coming to me. I hope the Steelers don't screw me over here.
Well, do I want to go play for the Oakland Raiders? I think it's great because he's forcing a trade and he ends up going to Oakland. He's not going to a Super Bowl contender. He's going to the Raiders.
Yeah, but again, I don't think the Steelers are in much better shape.
Well,
I think in the last 5 years, it's clear to any person who knows how standings work that the Steelers have had better success than Oakland, but I'm not sure that the Steelers are in a good spot right now. And Oakland could be a player, I'm reading this morning, for Le'Veon Bell as well, if they want to basically sign him to the same contract they're going to sign Brown for. So
we'll see.
Would be very interesting.
Yeah, I still think they're not going to be. I mean, how did Oakland not figure it out with Khalil Mack? That's a problem
Yeah, that was a dumb move.
Yeah, it was. So, I mean, that's
as
what
good
direction.
As this move was for them, now, I think. That was a dumb move.
And you wonder if Mayock was running the organization back a year ago, would he have done the same thing? Would he have traded Mack? Maybe not.
No, he probably wouldn't have. And he probably, when he got hired, was telling Gruden, hey, look, that was dumb.
Don't do those things.
Don't do those things. We put out on Twitter, because there's an NFL story, so what do we do? We're going to tie it back to the green and gold. But I think that this is a worthy one. Should the Packers have made a play for Antonio Brown? And even if they did, would you have liked them to be a little more aggressive? Because once again, you have a top guy on the market. And last year it was Khalil Mack, and the Packers reportedly were willing to offer a couple of picks. He went for two first-round picks for maybe the best defensive player in football, at least a top five, I think we can agree on, at least for the sake of this. Antonio Brown is a top wide receiver, and all it's going to swing him outside of the money is a third and a fifth. Packers do have the cap room for it. I would not have hated if I found out Saturday night that the Packers traded a third and a fifth for Antonio Brown.
Oh, no, that's nothing. Just like how the Packers quite a few years ago, you know, wouldn't give up a fourth or a fifth round pick for Randy Moss, which was stupid at the time. Just absolutely stupid. How you wouldn't do that, Ted Thompson. But if you, as long as you can work out a contract with Brown, yeah. Third and fifth, absolutely. Absolutely. That's nothing. For a guy like him, now, you shouldn't. How does Khalil Mack go for two first-round picks? Okay, two first-round, but Brown, you can only get a third and a fifth. What am I missing here? How does this not add up?
Well, because the Raiders were the only team that was willing to guarantee that contract. See, a part of this whole saga is that the NFL doesn't guarantee contracts, and the NFL can sign these guys to big deals. Like, I always remember Kaepernick was going to make like $100 million, and he didn't make anywhere near that because not a lot of that was guaranteed. So, and like Nick Perry, he signed that big deal. He'll still get a good chunk of that, but if the Packers cut him, it's not all guaranteed. And I thought there was a good tweet from Andrew Brandt, who we've had on the show, used to work in the Packers front office, said NFL teams have fans and media trained, maybe even brainwashed, that when a player is released with tens of millions vanishing on his contract, the reaction is never about the player. We never say, oh, that's a bummer that guy didn't get the money he was gonna. In fact, we vilify players. Brandt goes on to say, it's never about the player. It's about how much cash cap that clears for the team. So maybe there's less an attachment to the players. Maybe once you make a certain amount of money, we don't care about you as a real person because we can't relate to you. But it does always seem like Antonio Brown is being vilified because he wanted more money and he wanted to play somewhere else. He's the Steelers. We look at the Steelers, the owners. They're the good guys. We always take the side of the owners that have way more money than any of these players.
Yeah, but I think when a guy signs a deal and then he says, I want to be traded, there's just something I think fans don't like about that. And I don't disagree with that either. Yeah, I mean, a guy signs a contract and also, oh, I want out. I'm forcing a trade. That never goes well with the fan base. That wouldn't go well here, and that's not going to go well anywhere else.
But to relate it to real life, if you're in a job and you sign for 3 years or you're committed for 3 years and it's not working out and there's another team that will or another company that will pay you more and guarantee your money, I mean, why wouldn't you take it? We can never, it must be the money that once they make a certain amount, we just say, forget it. I in no way can I relate to you. I do not view you as a person. Your feelings don't matter. And if you want out, it's not you trying to better your life and make the most of your talents in this short window you have. It's you're a malcontent.
What was so bad?
You're a bad locker room guy.
What's so bad about, what was so bad with Antonio Brown staying with Pittsburgh?
Well, he wanted more money. He's seeing these other guys get more money,
okay.
So he wants more money.
Okay, considering he signed a deal himself, and he knew he was getting into a few years ago.
I mean, it's the same thing with Rodgers, Chuck. He wanted more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so but his deal's up.
The Packers gave him more money when they didn't have to.
Yeah, well, I mean, they extended it. They extended his contract. They didn't rip up the final 2 years of his deal. They extended it.
But they did it way early.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, If they would have just taken the final 2 years of that deal and it ripped it up, that's another thing.
They gave him $100 million guaranteed, like, yeah, by this week.
Okay. But if
they're giving him more money. Rodgers just did it in a much more polite way.
What if the Bucks did that and he never demanded a trade? What if the Bucks did this with Giannis? They extended his contract for another 5 or 6 years, even though he's got two or a year left on his deal. We'd be all good with it. We'd be all good with it because you're just extending it, not ripping up the final year. You're extending it. Even if they ripped up Giannis' final year,
they didn't even extend Brown. They just gave him more money and guaranteed it. NFL's playing not on a guarantee.
Yeah, well, I just don't like it when a guy tries to talk his way out of demands a trade.
Because the NFL has got us to think that. We always go anti-player, always. And I am not.
Well, if they're treating him badly in Pittsburgh, then I'd sign with the player. Well, I mean, what is actually, is it just about money? Is it that he doesn't like Big Ben? Is it he doesn't like the coach there? Is there something else that is making his work environment just awful? He doesn't want to be in Pittsburgh anymore?
I don't know the answers to all that. But what I do think is that I don't think there is a satisfying answer for you, is what I'm saying. I don't think there's nothing that could be revealed that you would then side with Antonio Brown.
Here's what I would.
Because we've been brainwashed to always take the side of the team.
If the Packers traded back to what originally said there, you know, if the Packers traded a third and a fifth round pick for Brown, and that would have been the Packers on Saturday night, I would have been I'd have been great with it, man. As long as they're able to negotiate. Now, if they couldn't come to a deal, then it would suck. But it would have to be contingent on the backers either guaranteeing that deal or, you know, give him, you know, coming to a contract term with him. But I would, yeah, Brown, get third and fifth in a second. Why wouldn't you do that? But there was obviously no other team wanted to meet that price.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. I did say on Friday that with the Buffalo stuff, I didn't like how that was going down, and maybe the drama was too much for Antonio Brown, but I still do revert to talent wins out. A third and a fifth, guarantee him some money. Packers have the room.
Sure.
I would have been excited for it. Some of the tweets coming in here say, no, use that money elsewhere. Look, this team's got plenty of holes.
Well, they got $35 million to spend.
Just because that is a good question, though. If your boat's springing leaks at one end, but you can upgrade your mast, do you ignore the leaks and go get a bigger mast?
Don't you have enough money where you could fix the mast, though?
I think they
do. Or the bow?
I think they
do. Which is the defense?
I think they've got a lot more cap money than we think they do.
Well, $35 million.
Right, and if they start cutting some of these guys like Perry.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But, yeah, they got But, I mean, obviously, Bart, nobody in the league wanted to give up a third and a fifth rounder except for the Raiders.
They didn't want to give up and then guarantee the money.
Yeah.
So I think teams that would have offered a first-round pick, but then they didn't. It didn't work out because they didn't – or a second-round pick, but then they didn't want to guarantee the money.
So what does that say? What does that say about Brown? I mean, these guys know this player better than any of us do. There is obviously something going on that they say, well, we don't like Brown. We like him as a player, but not enough to guarantee his deal.
The Steelers are on the, like, the players are on his side. They were liking his Instagram post.
Yeah.
Well, he's not.
Brown, do you see Brown liked a Twitter post about him going to Green Bay a couple of weeks ago?
I just think that Brown just gets lumped in with everybody else because we don't want these guys to get paid because we side with the teams. We always do.
Yeah, but if the Packers were able to get Brown in Green Bay for a third and a fifth, I think the talk this week would have turned from college basketball and the Bucks to Antonio Brown and the Packers all week. It'd have been a big deal.
Ryan, who is in Burlington, 799-1250. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller to your show.
Oh, wow.
This is Brian with a B?
Ryan.
Don't be a foreigner to the show, my friend.
Yeah, don't mess up the tagline.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. After this, Chuck, you might not want me to call back.
Oh,
Chuck,
go ahead.
I don't get Antonio Brown. What do you feel about Justin Houston? He had $15 million left in his deal, and Kansas City cut him like a... You know, like he was nothing because they signed a deal 2 years ago or 3 years ago guaranteeing that he was, you know, after he had 22 sacks, guaranteeing that he was going to get paid. And now they cut him because they don't want to pay him. That happens way more than what Antonio Brown did. Antonio Brown is just taking a little bit of power back to the players. And I guarantee the players are doing backflips today because he pulled it off because that gives them leverage. Because forever, the players don't get paid up front. They get their deal and then they can get cut. Everyone knows. And the reason why they extended Rodgers is because in 2 years, if they wouldn't have, Rodgers would have played the same game.
So you're in favor of guaranteed contracts in the NFL?
Not necessarily guaranteed, but I'm not mad at Antonio Brown for. Granted, the antics maybe don't taste good for the fans.
Yeah.
But he played the game perfectly. He's the highest paid receiver now. He got out of the team that he didn't want to be at anymore. I mean, the antics are the antics. Sometimes you got to play the game to get paid. He did it perfectly. And I'm not mad at him for doing it. He wanted to make more money. I've had friends, I wanted him on the Packers. I had friends telling me, oh, no, he's on the backside of 30. He's a cancer. He had 1,200 yards, 104 catches, and 15 touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's pretty good production for a cancer.
Yeah. No, I agree. He didn't play all 16 games last year either. He sat up the final game.
He's amazing. The antics, you know, sometimes you need a little of that in the locker room. I'm not saying all the time, but I think the Packers would have been a team with a veteran quarterback that could take something like that on. I don't think he he would fit, or a guy like that would, you know, Odell Beckham would fit on a team with a young quarterback. But, you know, I think fans need to remember that the owners do this way more often than the players. The players don't have the leverage in the NFL. They finally got a little leverage in this situation. Everyone's jumping on Antonio Brown that he's a cancer. For 8 years, he's been the best receiver with almost no issues in the league. And the 1 year he wants out and plays the game, everyone jumps on him. You know, it goes both ways. Look at Justin Houston's contract. $15 million. The Chiefs didn't want him. They cut him. No problem. No one complains about that.
Yeah. No, you're right about the deal in Kansas City with Justin Houston.
Don't be a foreigner, good show. Ryan.
Good call.
Great
good
call.
Good show. Good call. One call. That's all.
One call.
Don't make it your only call. Good call. Be a
John's
repeat.
In Franklin.
Hey, John.
Talk about a repeat caller.
Hey, John.
Boys.
I don't think if we didn't have your calls, I'm not sure we'd still be around here, John.
What the, come on.
I think we would have bombed out a long time ago.
Jeez, John, I love you,
no
but
pressure.
John, I love you, but man, that ain't true.
No, you guys are fantastic. Hey, but look, no one's denying the fantastic receiver Antonio Brown is. But the resources that the Packers have this year with money and with draft capital, with the available, especially defensive free agents that are still on the market, I want to see all the resources towards filling the, we don't have time to go through them all, gaps in this roster for the Packers to make them competitive. I mean, if we play this thing exactly right, we can fill the holes. We're not going to have the depth, but we could fill at least the holes in the offensive line, tight end, safety. We go right down the line. We've invested a lot of capital, three picks with the young receivers that we have. And Rodgers should be a good enough quarterback that if we stabilize the offensive line, he's got to make something out of another one of these guys. We're getting Allison back. Everybody's forgetting about that. We've got Davante Adams. This is a top five receiver in the NFL. So let's direct the resources towards getting some pass rush. I want, you know, let's take a look at Dee Ford, Houston. Let's take a look at these guys because you need more than one pass rusher because any good, you know, offensive coordinator can scheme around one guy, one pass rusher for a majority of the game. You need rush coming from multiple places. So to have an effective defense, I think we're going to need to have at least two new faces that are rushing the passer this year. That's what I'm looking for. So that's just my opinion, guys.
Yeah. No, you're not too far off base of that. I just, you know, Brown, on the other hand, I mean, we could talk all day, the pros and cons of trading and signing for him. You know, the one thing I will agree on, the third and fifth just seems really light for a guy who caught 1,000, who caught, you know, over 100 passes last year.
Well, that's why everyone's saying the Steelers are stupid.
Yeah, well, but if they could get more for him, they would have done it. I could never understand, really, in the NFL, some of these guys get traded for so little. Now, the Bears giving away two first-round picks for Mac. I mean, that turned out to be legit. You know, I mean, you look at the player and you say, wow, two first-round picks for Mac, yet a third and a fifth for Antonio Brown? They're both great players. And
yeah, well, there's a lot of money.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
You can't gloss over that. That's a huge part of it.
But if you look at the player itself,
right?
It's just like, wow, how's this guy worth two first-rounders and this guy is only worth a third and a fifth? And
well, because of the money. There's an answer to that question.
In the prime of their careers. Yeah, it comes down to money.
Right.
Gosh darn money, as Nick Nolte said in Blue Chips.
Served up by Perkins, 414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. We will talk with Tim Allen coming up from Arizona. Those guys, him and Billy, every night, 6 to 8 on The Fan. We'll have spring training live brought to you by the Milwaukee Admirals. Admirals Hockey, hashtag we are Mill Hockey. I screwed that up. We are hashtag Mill Hockey. There you go, Barty boy.
So I was in Green Bay this weekend and went there for the girls' state basketball tournament. Always, you know, want to walk around Lambeau Field a little bit. And parked. I still have to chuckle because I was parking on Mike McCarthy Way. You know, here's a guy we drove out of town, you know, and he tried driving our officials into bankruptcy or whatever, or quitting our high school officials.
He's still getting paid. Coaches are still getting paid.
Still getting paid $9 million a year. But
Justin Houston's not getting paid.
Just like Mike McCarthy's got a street named after him right there. And, you know, I just, the little side, parked on his street to go to the tournament, but went inside, walked around Lambeau. You wouldn't even know that Mike McCarthy even coached at Lambeau Field, man. Some of the pictures that were there, gone in the pro shop, not even there. You know, him holding up one of the pictures they had up in there, holding a Super Bowl trophy, gone. Wouldn't even know that the big guy was ever a coach at that team.
Let me ask you this. How many pictures of your ex-wives do you have in your apartment?
Touche.
All right, that segment's busted.
But the only thing I have, no. But you know what I'm saying? The guy's got a street named after him, which, okay. But he led up to a Super Bowl title. All right.
You had good memories with your ex-wives.
Okay.
Made children.
Could probably put that on a Matchbox cover. But I would say this, though. They have pictures of Don Majkowski, all these quarterbacks, all these other players that, you know, eventually moved on. They cut Majkowski. There's a nice picture of Majkowski signing autographs in there. Beautiful picture of him. On the walls, they have all these other, you know, players and all that. But like McCarthy, they took his away.
Well, it's very raw yet. They will get their McCarthy pictures up there at some time. Actually,
it's raw. It's too soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, 30 years you walk into that atrium condoplex or whatever it is going to look like.
Yeah.
In 30 years, there'll be a McCarthy's Barn Grill in there.
There's going to be at least there'll be a sandwich after him.
Big Guy's Burgers
Mac
will
and
be
cheese,
there.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Mac and Cheese Shop.
But with players, though, just like I guess with Favre, maybe a little raw afterwards when they traded him, and now everything's good. But, yeah, I mean, McCarthy, I guess, just was, you know, I see all these former players, guys who've been cut, guys who've been traded, their pictures hanging up in around Lambeau Field.
Well, how much Favre stuff was there after that happened?
Well, I don't remember. But
probably none.
Probably not. I don't remember that part. That was, you know, 2006. I don't remember. Pro Shop was a different spot, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't as big. But, yeah, I didn't see anything with Mark because there's the one, you know, the picture of McCarthy coming back to the return to Lambeau where he's got that cab driver's cap on, and then he's holding the Vince Lombardi trophy up. There was one in there taken down. Didn't see it. I was like, wow, man, they forgot all about the big guy.
Well, I mean.
But it might be a little raw.
Now, do you know for sure that wasn't up like 2 weeks ago and then they took it down when he got mad at the WIA officials?
Let's get this guy out of here.
So McCarthy left and they thought, well, you know, that's fine. He's still part of this. Yeah. Oh, did you see that video, Mark Murphy, of McCarthy tearing down officials? Oh, we got to get that out of there.
Get that picture down.
I get that brush out. It's a unbecoming of the Packer way.
We're paying him $9 million. Technically, he's still an employee of this organization.
Yeah, it's unbecoming of being a Green Bay Packer.
Meanwhile, let's put some shopping bags over Mike McCarthy Way, the street sign.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries.
Which they didn't do.
We'll go down to Arizona. Tim Allen going to join us, get thoughts on what they've encountered already this weekend. Some decent performances on the mound for some of these guys that are in contention for bullpen spots. So we'll check in with Tim Allen coming up next. Jimmy Nelson pitches today. His thoughts on that too. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Let's get the Chili's MVB from last night's Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Dial 799-1250 and you could win free food from Chili's. Chili's is back, baby. Back. This is Chuck and Winkler on the only station Bucks fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Two games over the weekend for the Bucks. We'll take the MVB, your most valuable buck for last night's game. The Bucks lost to the Spurs 121-114. Sparky last night on the postgame show named who the MVB was. You tell us at this time. We do it after every game. Let's go out to Eric, who thinks he's got the Chili's MVB. What do you got, Eric?
I got it for you guys. Pat Connaughton.
Was it Pat Connaughton?
Your Chili's MVB of the game from last night when the Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs. A guy that didn't miss a shot. Pat Connaughton, your Chili's MVB.
All right, 25 minutes for Pat. 14 points, 5 of 5, 3 of 4 of those, rather, were 3-point shots. Not getting MVB honors over the weekend. A lot of people talking about Chris Middleton again. We've resisted for the most part going down that road, but he did not have a great weekend. He was, what, on Saturday, 4 of 12, 1 of 7 from 3. Last night, he was like 6 of 15.
Yeah, they were making a run late in that game, you know, trying to come back from a 15-point deficit. You got to play some perfect ball to do that. They're making a little run, got with an 8, and then Mids had a look from the left wing for a 3-pointer and left it long, and that was pretty much it right there.
So what we're going to do this week with the guys in spring training is in the 9 o'clock hour, our time, we're going to check in with either Tim or Billy, and we've got Ross Tucker coming up at 9:30 today to talk some NFL, one of our radio.com NFL insiders. So I asked the boys, can you come on at 8:35 our time, which is 6:35 out there. Tim is up and raring and ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Are you hungover at all? I just imagine you guys partying a bunch or what?
No, not at all.
Strictly business?
No, I think Tim's all business out there.
No, I'm cranked up, ready to go.
Yeah, you sound like you're in midday form.
No. Tim, I got you figured out. I told Bart earlier in the show, man, when it comes to spring.
I guess Tim just had 4 months to get drunk as much as he
wanted.
Yeah,
he's been off, man, except for working a couple of Monday nights. But I want to say, Tim, you are. I mean, you like to get going. When you're at training camp down there, spring training, you want to get there early. And you want to be the first guy there.
No, yeah, Chuck, you're right on the money, man. We'll play a little hard, but we'll work harder. There's no question, and I'm ready to dig in, man. I just, it was a little empty over the weekend here, not doing shows, but still being here, but still getting a lot of work done. We caught the game at Angels Park the other day. We were at Maryvale yesterday, packed house with the Cubs in, and it was interesting. You know what's interesting? For the first time in a long time, and that includes back in 2008 and 2011, I've noticed, guys, I'm not kidding you, I'm not just, you know, being a pro brewer guy here, the excitement level, whether they're at Fields of Phoenix, the at Maryvale, or on the road, a lot of noise. There's a ton of noise, and I'd never heard it. We were walking into Angels Park the other day when Thames and Yelich went back-to-back. You'd have thought they were at Maryvale. It was, and I'm not going to, you know, throw that thing out, you know, Brewers fans travel well or whatever, but a lot more excitement, big time, and it's noticeable.
Do you think we're going to see a little bit more of that when the Brewers and Cubs play early in the season at Miller Park?
I was talking to Pipebomb about it yesterday at the game, and I said the Brewers fans own this park right now today. Now, there was a little bit of disagreement there. I will say it was somewhat in regards to proximity. The Brewers fans had the seats. The Cubs fans, for the most part, had the periphery down the lines a little bit and out on the grass berms. But Brewers fans were in attendance yesterday. There's no question about it, man. I thought that it was... We always talk about that ratio at Miller Park. Mm-hmm. I thought it was 75-25, 70-30 range Brewer fans yesterday.
Do you think it'll be better at Miller Park than it's been in past years?
I think so. Yeah. Well, based on that, I mean, I've never heard the excitement level around. When they announced Yelich at Angels Park the other day, man, again, you would have thought they were at Maryvale. It's really cool.
Talking with Tim Allen. You'll hear him again on the postgame show this season after every game. Spring training live, 6 to 8 p.m. our time, the radio.com app. This station right here, 105.7 FM, 1250 on the AM. Jeremy Jeffers dealing with an injury. It looks like Jimmy Nelson is set to throw an inning today. Would Jimmy Nelson, and I've talked to you about this, I look at him as a guy, and I don't know if you guys have bumped into him yet or not. I look at him as a guy who can't admit to himself that it's over. Now, that's pretty extreme, but I do not feel good about the future of Jimmy Nelson as a player. Every time that we go through something like this, like I'm already bracing for the 5 p.m. tweet, Jimmy Nelson had a setback. Jimmy Nelson didn't... it's like boy who cried wolf situation right now.
Yeah, we're going to find out today. He's slated to pitch today and then again on the 16th. So he realized he hasn't faced, a game situation. And that's what this is, despite it being a Cactus League game. But nonetheless, it's a game situation since September of 17. And when you do that, and I understand what you're saying, Bart, but I think maybe acquiesce to the point where you know, you say, okay, well, let's not plan on him to be a stud. Let's plan on him if in a bonus situation where if he does get it together and things go well today, you know, it's a big first step. It really is, guys. And if you look at it that way, that, you know, stack your rotation the way you got to stack it, and then, oh, shoot, there's Nelson. He is back. He is healthy. That's the way I'm looking at it, more of a bonus situation. I'm not leaning on him, you know, to be that one or that two. And let's face it, it's a big hit for the crew in a big sense that, you know, he was headed way in that direction back in 17. He was dynamite, and he was getting it together. And maybe at this point we'd have had a 1-2 punch with Nelson being the one or the two at this point. But I look at it as just, you know, bonus situation if he can get going.
What about Jeremy Jeffress? It's, you know, no question about it. His fastball's down. They've shut him down a little bit. They're trying to strengthen his shoulder. What's going on there? And is there some reason for concern about this guy?
He said they diagnosed it now, and he's going to play catch today. So you got a couple of different things going on in camp today. You got the Nelson in the game today, second pitcher up. And then you've got Jeffress going to play catch. I'm maybe even as concerned with Jeffress as I am with Nelson, guys, that, you know, I don't know where that goes from mid-90s and domination mm-hmm. last year, a 1.2 and 70-plus appearances for Jeffress to, you know, I don't know why I'm throwing 83 and 84 miles an hour. But they say they've diagnosed it. They know what it is, so that's a good sign. And I don't know if that's a snow screen or not, but that's where they're at. And then he's going to play catch today, and he's probably – at this point, it would have to be a dramatic increase here in the velocity for him to break camp with the club. I'm not holding my breath on that.
Talking with Tim Allen, spring training live again tonight, 6 to 8 here on The Fan. The Brewers roster is pretty much, you can kind of pencil it in, and you know maybe the 23rd, 24th, 25th spot could go a couple of ways. Are there any of these fringe guys or even some of these minor league guys that you kind of have taken an attachment to already that you're maybe rooting for them to see some big league at-bats?
Well, I don't know about at-bats. You know, the excitement level around a Corey Ray yesterday was pretty prevalent, and you can tell he's well on his way, Keston Hira and these guys. I'm more into that bullpen makeup, because without Jeffress, without a Bobby Wall, which they had anticipated he was going to break camp with the club. Now you're, and I won't say downgrading at all, but I mean you're looking at an Adrian Hauser type guy that is going to be in that mix, a Jacob Barnes type guy that's going to be in that mix, you know, breaking camp in that bullpen. And it, you know, the electric guys, the electric dudes, as Craig Counsell says, referring to Knebel, Jefferson, Hader. Now they're down to three, down to two of those three. And now we're going to have to lean on that Hauser, the Alex Claudio looked decent yesterday. So I'm more interested in that makeup of the back and forth, AAA, at the lower portion, the lower rungs of the ladder in that bullpen.
All right, yeah. Boy, I just don't I don't like the fact that they're going to be starting a little shorthanded coming out of that bullpen start the season. Not that Wall, I expected a lot of things from him, but these are one less arms. You got to dig further into your farm system right now
yep.
to get arms coming out of the bullpen. And we all know the bullpen's the biggest part of this team.
Well, what is a little bit of a bonus is that they had that, you know, competition going for the rotation too. So mm-hmm. the Burns and the Woodruffs and these guys, and even Josh Tomlin, boy, he pitched dynamite the other day, one hit through five, no runs. So you might dip into that a little bit. We know Woodruff and Burns had some success last year out of that pen. So that might be a bonus too. And it may, you know, it may be just a silver lining in that things happen for a reason. And maybe one of those electric dudes is a Corbin Burns or a Brandon Woodruff. So we'll wait to find out. But I get your concern that, and I'm with you. Just the Jeffress thing is a big hit.
I want to mention this story today, and we'll do it with you since you've talked a lot about Uecker over the years. The story that the Brewers gave him part of their playoff share. So they gave him a playoff share for money. When you go into the playoffs, you get money. And the Brewers gave him a cut of $123,000. He did not keep it. He gave it to, like, Make-A-Wish, Boys and Girls, Wounded Warriors, Freighter, the Cancer Center. But Uecker, I mean, it just feels like Uecker's always been a part of this team, but it feels like more often lately he's become, like, as meaningful as ever to the guys in the clubhouse. And this gesture, I mean, goes a long way to show that.
But he's sort of always been that way. And Chuck, you know, many, many years ago, you know that he's always in that clubhouse. He'll always come down and greet players and screw around with these guys. And, you know, they play wiffle ball in the clubhouse and everything. And I think he has always had that connection. But I think he was flattered about it. I read that piece, too, Bart, and it was interesting. $123,000. I mean, the players didn't have to vote, you know, him to get a piece of that, and then he donates it all to the local charity. So, 110 games maybe you get out of him this year. It's not going to be many road games, but still a part of it. It's Marty Brenneman now, you know, the Cincinnati Reds version of Uecker. He's going to call it quits after this year, and you know, Uecker at some point You know, he has been on record for a few years now saying he'll know when it's time. And does he miss a call here and there? Guys, we all know that. We all hear you, but it's nowhere near embarrassment, and that's where his barometer is.
Where I'm leading is if Chuck and I ever win, like, a large money prize for our program, we would like to give you a cut, is what I'm saying.
Well, thank you. That would be awesome.
Now, I don't know what this prize or what this money would be.
If they start giving, like, prize monies with our Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards?
Yeah, I would cut Tim in a little bit.
Give us a trophy and then $100,000.
Yeah, I'd give...
Well, I'm not going to donate mine to charity.
I would give it to you if you would.
Write to myself.
Yeah, I don't want you to. No. Tim, hey, we will be in touch all week. Spring training live tonight, 6 to 8. Have you guys planned that out yet, or what can we expect with these shows every night now this week on The Fan?
Well, an interesting one tonight in that we've been prepping it a little bit, that, you know, get into camp and, you know, you want to get your legs on the ground and just kind of feel things, especially with the new facility, and I don't know what everyone's raving about. It looks the same to me, but it's just, you know, was I ready to go? Yeah, but you'll hear counsel call me out on tonight's show, Spring Live at 6. Yeah.
Called you out?
Yep.
Really? In a joking or serious matter?
You'll see sort of many a truth is said in jest. So
you buried the lead. That's what we should have talked about the start.
Yeah, man.
We'll talk about that tomorrow if you have me on, or Billy can mention.
Well, now you're going to talk about it on the show tonight, so now to tune to that. That's a good tease.
Yeah. That's how this business works.
Who cares about the position battles, man? Let's just hear about counsel calling you out, Tim.
Yeah, face was just a little heated, a little red.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too bad. I recovered well, though.
Right. Yours or his was red?
Mine.
Oh.
He's so, called me up before, and I stumble.
Really? How'd he call you out?
One time he called me out for never asking questions.
Yeah.
And then he called me out because I messed up. I had, like, pen all over my shirt.
Yeah?
He stopped, and he goes, what's going on with you? I go, what do you mean? He's like, you're like the one guy down here that doesn't have to write anything, and you have pen all over yourself.
I didn't know that.
So we'll hear that tonight. Tim, appreciate it. We'll be in touch. We'll talk soon.
You got it, boy.
Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. Check out all the spring training coverage right here, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are #MilHockey. Want to remind you guys, at Perkins today, it's Pie Society Monday. Get a slice of pie for free after 11 o'clock. They do this every Monday where you get a meal, and then whatever meal you get, breakfast, dinner, something off their seafood sensation menu, whatever meal you get a slice of pie with that after 11 o'clock every Monday at Perkins all throughout the area. That is part of Pie Society Monday. I mentioned the seafood celebration. A lot of good stuff on there, from the shrimp po' boy to the fisherman's hoagie, the jumbo shrimp dinner. If you're planning maybe a fish meal on Friday, they've got the fish fry there too. Definitely check out that seafood celebration menu. I would go with the po' boy on that one, the shrimp po' boy at Perkins. Adam McKelvey, we'll talk more. Jimmy Nelson, we'll talk more Brewers coming up. One news that we've sort of buried so far, Alex Hornibrook has landed on Florida State.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's going to graduate from Wisconsin in May, and he's going to play 1 year at Florida State. And, you know, I'm surprised. I expected him to go to like a mid-major or something like that, maybe they're trying to get his career back on track. But he won't answer questions about his concussion stuff. So we don't know the state of how, if he's going to, you know, what his deal is, if he's going to go down there and hopefully that he heals and all that. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's iffy whether or not he's ever going to play again anyway.
Well, Florida State's been playing like a mid-major.
Yeah.
And they've been bad lately. They only have two quarterbacks outside of Hornibrook on the roster. They've got a guy who's eligible to play this season and another guy who transferred and isn't sure yet. Their best quarterback, they kicked off the team in February. It's just hard for me to picture Hornibrook like in a Florida State Seminoles jersey. I'm just having a hard time picturing
that. When you think of Florida State, you think top five program, the Seminoles.
Yeah, I think of Chucky Ward.
Yeah, Charlie Ward. I mean, maybe one of the best Florida State teams of all time.
I think of Jameis Winston.
Yeah. You know, you think of some great players there.
I think of, come on, Bart, you can name one more Florida State.
Florida State, Florida, those rivalries, and Florida State, Miami, those all those great games over the years. But FSU, man. Yeah, that 93 team with Charlie Ward.
Give me another one. I can't name one.
FSU?
FSU quarterback.
How about a quarterback?
Yeah.
How about the guy who was like 26 years old and was their quarterback? Played in the NFL for a little bit.
Oh.
Chris Winkie.
Thanks, Horvat. Chris Winkie.
All right.
Yeah, Chris Winkie.
Yeah, yeah. Good call. Yeah. Wow.
I just couldn't think of the guy's name, but I knew he was like my age. He was quarterbacking for FSU.
It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakery.
Only college quarterback with gray hair.
Yeah, funny stuff. We are great at jokes and humor. Adam McKelvey will join us coming up. I got to get more into this Jimmy Nelson stuff. Last week when we talked to Adam, I said I think Jimmy Nelson is delusional. And Adam very gently said I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll see what they expect out of him today. Now,
we're ramping up, man. We got 2 weeks from Thursday is opening day at Miller Park.
Awesome. Awesome time. Adam McKelvey will join us. We'll talk some NFL with Ross Tucker, one of our Entercom Sports insiders, our radio.com sports insiders. He'll join us 9:30. Adam McKelvey, Mr. Brewers man, up next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.